Hey, listener. This podcast is called Trigger Warning Romance for a reason. It is intended for an 18 plus audience due to the adult context and triggers that may be discussed in each episode. Please check the show notes for a full list of triggers and proceed with caution. You have been properly warned. It's time to count off the triggers.
Hello and welcome to Trigger Warning Romance, everybody. I'm Nat.
I'm Lo.
And we are here to announce a brand new co-host to Trigger Warning Romance.
Yay.
Welcome, Lo, aka Well Read Nurse.
Hi, guys. I'm so happy to be here. So excited to talk all things trigger warnings.
I'm stoked. You are definitely not new to the podcast. You've been on the podcast a bunch of times, and Tori's not going anywhere, by the way, guys, so don't freak out. Tori, this is just an addition to the podcast. Because of Tori's health issues, we just needed to make sure that we can have someone to record with and bring a new, I don't know, vibe and opinion.
I think we share some of the same opinions about some of the morally corrupt and completely fucked things that we love, but...
1,000.
I'm so here for this.
Yes. The other great thing is that you love Why Choose Romance.
I do.
And Tori loves Why Choose Romance. So I no longer have to read Why Choose Romance.
I'm glad I could help with that. Give me all the Why Choose.
Yes. On Trigger Warning Romance, we do not kink shame. We do not do any of that. So like and the whole point of this podcast is to like read things we really enjoy. And
yeah, of course.
I just don't like it. I'm sorry. I've tried so many times.
You're like, double it and give it to the next person.
Exactly.
Please and thank you.
Yeah. So
I will be that next person. It is me.
Yes. Lo has brought us a book because I let her choose.
Funny enough, it's not a Why Choose.
Thank goodness. We read a Why Choose the last time you were here. We read Forget Me Not Bombshell, right? Or no?
No.
What did we read?
Oh,
we read gosh. Some. Oh, it was your favorite one.
It was Lexi C. Foss's Indoor Sector is what we read.
Yes. And the one before
but that wasn't a Why Choose.
The one before that was, though.
The one before that one was C.A. Renee's, goodness gracious, it is the Reaper Incarnate series.
Yes. Yes.
We read book one together.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And like, it was fun to read, but it wasn't 1,000% my jam. Like, I'll read pretty much anything, you know, but I'm really excited. This was 1,050% my jam.
I read the blurb and was like, oh, yes.
Yes. It is called For the Love of Layla, a dark psychological stalker romance by Callie Moss.
It was a ride. It was a ride. I mean, from page 2... you find out that he literally trained her dog,
uh-huh,
to hate anybody else but him.
Yes.
He like flicks the dog on the nose. He's like, I'm so sorry. He's apologetic for hurting the dog while he's stalking the owner.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I was like, okay, but am I wrong for wanting this when I read this book?
Yeah. Because I knew we were going to record about this book, like I had so many like thoughts and... It was like, I just want to text Lo, but I can't. So my poor husband got an earful. God. He got an earful. I was like, babe, you have no idea how fucked up this guy is. And I'm so horny for it.
I'm obsessed. I think Liam is literally just what a girl needs, what a girl wants. Christina Aguilera would sing about him.
Yes.
He vibed with just how... she was like, oh, I'm okay. Like, everything's good. And then 6 months into the relationship, she's like, peace out. You scare the crap out of me. And he's like, okay, that's cool. Bye.
Yeah. I mean, I do love, like, the I guess, what is it, like second chance romance? I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I guess,
I mean,
technically.
was it a chance? Did she really have a chance? If we're being for real, no.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely second chance romance vibes, I guess, or love at first stalk. I don't know.
I don't. Well, I mean, he imprinted on her immediately. Of course, he's like a billionaire, whatever. We already know that. He owns some sort of business. We don't need to know what kind of business it is, but she worked there.
Hey, but let's be real. Like, if I had a creepy boss and my man could stop said creepy boss, I would not be perturbed by the way man is stopping said creepy boss. Like, he was a creep. He embodied everything that you don't want in an offense romance.
And I'm gonna be 100% real with you. If I had a man who was a billionaire, I would not have a boss. I would not be working.
That too. I mean, like, maybe for the first few months I'd be like, oh, but I want to work. I want to pay first. You can pay for it. Thanks. Yeah, it would take me 0.2 seconds to be like, okay, I don't have to work. Bet.
I would 100% quit my job and just do podcasts for my job, like full in podcasts for my job.
Okay, but I love that. So you're still staying busy. I think I would keep my RN lessons active, and I would probably go back to school, get my midwife degree, which I'm going to do eventually, and then do like low income home health for like pregnancy, because a lot of women actually one of the biggest things is they're afraid to go to the doctor during pregnancy because of all of the things that have happened to them in their life, and having somebody come into your home and do those things makes it a little less scurry. So I think I would do that. Yeah. He could definitely pay for me to go back to school.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly. You would do stuff that you would enjoy. And
Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't enjoy my like big girl job, because I really do, to be honest with you, for the most part, I really enjoy it. But like, it does come with a ungodly amount of stress, and not to have that stress would be fantastic.
Yeah, and I'd like to set my hours. I mean, I'm pretty stuck in the 3 12s a week. So if I could be like, I'm gonna be here on Tuesday and Tuesday only. And then the rest of the week, take off and go to Disney. I mean, a vibe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the corporate grind of like, 9 to 5-ish, more or less, and
Yeah.
it's fine. Again, I'm very we're not here to talk about our jobs. Okay, let's talk about this book. Let's talk about we
I
went on
just
a
picture you the meme with the dog with the fire, and he's like, "It's fine. It's
It's
fine."
fine. Yeah, it's true. It's true. I'll tell you, because I don't, obviously, I'm not going to be telling people what I actually do for a living. Because then I don't,
Yeah.
my boss is kind of,
Separation.
yes, it's, my bosses kind of know what I do on this podcast. I mean, they don't know the podcast, but they know it exists. Oh God, it's just a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. My job's a lot. It's a lot,
Yeah.
but it's
Big
fine.
girl job.
It's a big
It's
girl
fine.
job. I make big girl money, which is amazing, and it's a great supplemental income. We've talked about this yesterday on the phone. I was like, I live in northern New Jersey, like one of the most expensive parts of the world, not even the country, the world. It's like super expensive over here. I am a hop, skip, and jump like across the river from Manhattan. It's stupid expensive.
I'm right behind you in Florida, where it
Yeah.
makes no sense why it's so expensive. Like, I get why you're expensive. Get why, I mean, beaches and Disney, I guess, but still, like, it's expensive. Adulting is expensive.
Yeah, it's
Yeah. But for the love of Layla, did not. So
No, it did not. It was so good.
it was. I made notes. Well, I highlighted
So did I.
because I have started highlighting and I love it. And can we talk about the fact that when she's talking about the things that he did for her in a flashback, she's like, "This is husband stuff. Let you put it in my butt level suite." And I was like, "Okay, but wait, does anybody else trade favors for anal? Because I hate it. I hate it. But I'm like, babe, I will let you stick it in my butt if you do X, Y, and Z. Like, it's a trade-off."
I'm with you. I'm not a fan of it myself, and thankfully Mr. Savage isn't either, so I'm cool. But I do trade sexual favors for things of other nature, other holes.
It's like marriage 101.
Yeah.
I don't want to do the laundry today. So if I bend over and just let you do whatever you want to do, can you fold the laundry?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to. I don't want to.
I have started a new bartering system of sending my husband different nudes for different things I need, because I feel like that's easier also. Highly recommend, by the way.
That's a vibe. I am adding that to the list of marriage 101. Send nudes for favors.
Yes. I'm like, okay, so I need this cabinet built by today. So which body part would you like?
I got multiple. I got a whole body. Yeah. Pick and choose, my sir.
The good and bad that comes with is then you then have to pay up for the nude later, because like it just makes them horny. So it sometimes has backfired a little bit. I love having sex with Mrs. Savage. However, sometimes there's just no time. And I'm like,
Come on. Let's go. Yeah. No, I have learned, if I am not in the mood, usually I just, my husband, okay, let me preface this with, we are a household of consent.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I just like, I may be in the mood when I'm talking to him, like throughout the day, like, oh, I can't wait to get home. And then he gets home and I'm touched the absolute fuck out. Uh-huh. So instead of being like, hey, babe, I'm just not in the mood, sometimes I just feed him something very heavy.
Mm, smart.
So he's just tired.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to go take a shower. I'm going to get in bed. And by the time my ass is done with whatever I had to do, get in the bed, he is zonked.
Yeah.
That's so amazing. I don't have to be like, I'm not into it tonight, babe. Just feed him something heavy. Alfredo usually does it. add a little bit of extra heavy whipping cream. Yeah, he's fine. He's out. He's zonked. And he wakes up. He's like, damn, babe, I'm so sorry. I forgot. I fell asleep. I'm like, I know. It's okay. You can make up to me later. And then it never the wiser.
Taking notes, girl. That's so smart. I'm taking notes.
Okay. But this level, what was he doing? I'm trying to remember. Okay. So, the drive-in movie theater he built.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What? Yeah. Like, I am no longer a movie girl since I started reading again.
Mm-hmm.
What? But a drive-in?
There's something really, like, cozy about a drive-in.
Like, we have a drive-in, one of the few in Florida. I think there's like two or three in Florida still active. And we have one that's like 20 minutes away. And there is nothing better than cooking, loading it up, taking his truck because he's got the bed. I have the SUV. Turning that big boy around, putting out like a bed in the and it's so sweet. And we can cuddle and watch movies and just so chill. Nice. And they usually have actually like the newer movies. So, and it's a two player. So you pay for the first one. Usually the first one's like family friendly. Mm. And then the later one is not so family friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's where we went and watched the Harlequin movie, the last one, Birds of Prey. But like he built her own freaking drive-in.
Yeah.
And he acted like it was no big deal. He's like, oh, I had this plot of land.
Yeah, had to do something with it.
I'm just like, oh, to be God's favorite or Satan's favorite, whoever you love. But yeah, yeah, I was like, that's a vibe.
What I really liked is they kind of had like the reverse physical looks. Like she was like the almost like the tall, dark, and handsome one. Like she had the darker features, and mm-hmm. he was like a redhead. Like, when was the last time you were a redhead hero? I don't think I ever have.
I don't think I'm gonna be. No, I'm trying to. And one thing, if you follow me on TikTok, you know, I am good for forgetting our characters, because I will be talking about a book and I'll be like, our FMC, our girl, our babes, like I will forget the name out of, but looks like ones that really stand out. He's always, he stands out. He's mm-hmm. going to forever stand out.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever read another redhead.
I don't think I've ever read another male. Like male character that's not like a goofy guy, you know, like a hero.
No, I can't think of that. I'm gonna have to like really sit on and be like,
right.
But you would think after like, I don't know what your count is right now. My count is like 1,000 in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of one.
Mine is like not as quite as high as yours. I think mine is like in like the 700s, but I also haven't. I don't think I've been keeping everything in check. Like,
yeah,
I need to be much better at that.
I am bad at keeping arcs in check, which honestly, since October, that's all I've really read. Arcs are like author work. But no, I say 1,000, but let's say a good 200 of those are those little novellas that are like four chapters that you're just like wham bam, thank you, ma'am. Yeah. But no, I can't.
Yeah,
I
and I
cannot
really
think of a
liked that.
single. I liked the idea that she was not the soft petite, just like damsel, looked like a damsel in distress. No offense to anybody that does. Love you, but she didn't look like that. She was desirable, but held her own in the right of being just like not that typical FMC, that short, long, well, she had long flowing hair, but like blonde.
My husband calls it victim weight.
We love Mr. Savage. We do. We do. Why, when they were talking, when the book was describing how he just like disappeared from her life, not disappeared from her life, but like just was like, oh, we're done. Okay. And she had no idea his level of like, you think we're done.
His
I'm gonna
level
let
of,
you think that, but I will also unalive any motherfucker that comes within any inch of you. And I've trained your dog to do it too.
Man, I mean, I'm usually not the biggest fan of pets in books, only because in my crazy brain, I'm like, who's taking care of the dog? What's the dog? When was the last time the dog peed? When was like, it's a me problem. I'm well aware of that. However, like the dog was perfect in here.
You want to know why I don't like pets in books? Because I'm always like, are they going to hurt the dog? Is the dog going to get hurt? My soul, you could kill a character and I'm like, ooh, that hurt. Eh, whatever. Okay, keep going. You kill, that is my unforgivable. I think I've put down four books where the dog got, and I was like, who hurt you? Because if nobody, I want to, just so you know, you are on my list. We are a pet household. I am hoping I don't wake up the puppies that are behind me because I have five of them right
Yeah,
now.
you girl, you got a zoo over there.
I
That is
do. I do.
bananas.
I do. I do.
Anybody
But
want Lowe's puppies? Let her
I
know.
have five puppies. I am shipping all across the United States, as long as you're not a crazy person and I can trust you with them, because they are the sweetest souls and they are very well. They're not housebroken, but they're people broken. They love people.
I'm not telling that to my husband because he's been bugging me for a dog for like a year and a half. But I love dogs. Let me preface this with this. I will definitely get a puppy. And I would love to take one of your puppies. But until when my baby is potty trained, I'm not potty training two things at once. I will go insane. Do you want to see me
Oh
cry?
yeah, I can just see it now. I could just see it now. Your baby and the puppy sitting next to each other, like, you gotta pee, I gotta pee. You wanna pee? Let's pee. And peeing right next to each other. And that would be you, like your day.
I can
So I
see
get it.
the problem being like my 2-year-old going on the wee-wee pad because she saw the dog do it. Like I can already imagine the bananas insanity that would ensue with a
But
puppy.
I feel like in this book, you brought it up, them watching the dog. There were commentaries of like who was taking care of the dog, or so that satisfied your need. Yes.
Yes, I need I highlighted it. That's how crazy I am. Because I was like, okay, the dog has just been out. It's fine. Oh, okay, the best friend's going to take care of the dog. Okay, cool. Because like I said, I'm a crazy person and I need to know what happens. The other thing I really we skip around here, right?
Of
So
course.
the main thing that I really needed to talk to you guys about is you guys know that I love me a forced pregnancy and I love me a birth control tampering. The birth
Yes.
control tampering in this book, it was one of the most absolutely unhinged and insane. And I had to read it twice. I was like, wait, did he? Guys, the man roofied her. Okay. We roofied her with sleeping pills because she's got anxiety. You know, happens. And then, I mean, like the meticulousness also, because they had sex that night before. A little bit of
Rough.
non-con, but like we liked it. It's all good. It's the kind of non-con that we like, that it's like it's pretend non-con because she really just like came 8,000 times. But and it was rough, right? So he made sure it was rough. Why, guys? I mean, for two reasons. Why? One, it was fun. But the second reason was that because he was gonna take her, he took her fucking IUD out. Okay. Himself.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. I let out a heavy breath as the IUD slides from her. After dropping the contraceptive down inside of a glove, I head back to the bathroom with another warm washcloth. I take my time cleaning her up, making soft strokes as slowly as I can before slipping clean underwear over her legs. He took care of her. It was aftercare. He provided the aftercare. I can't be mad at him. Was just like, what the fuck? And yes, please.
It was fucked up. This was when I put the book down and I looked at my husband who was playing video games next to me and I was like, babe, he just took out her IUD. He roofied her and he took out her IUD. And he just looked at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Because you were giddy.
I'm trying to find the part after she discovers.
Oh, when she fucking yells, yeah, hang on.
Ma'am, did you remove your IUD? I'm unwell because I would have been like, excuse the fuck out of me.
Right.
You think I dug? I was there when you put that bitch in. I remember how much that shit hurt. You think I dug in there to pull that bitch out? Yeah, no. I was cackling. My son actually was home when I was reading this. And he comes in and he's just staring at me. He's like, there's something wrong with you. And I was like, why? He's like, I don't know what you're reading because I was using my Kindle at the time. He's like, but I have a very good guess. It's obviously fucked up. And I
Yeah.
was like, why would you say that? He's like, I made the mistake of going into your library and picking up one of your books. I put it down immediately, backed
Oops.
out like nothing had happened, and we'll never be doing that again. And I was like, okay. Well, what did we learn today? He's like, don't touch things that don't belong to you. I was like, there we go. Now backpack. Return from whence you came. I'm having a good time here.
It's
But
yeah.
yeah.
I mean, the guy was absolutely, he was definitely like, there was something psychologically fucked with him. Okay.
God, yeah. Oh, God,
Because
yeah. That's
it
I need a psychiatrist, a psychologist on speed dial to deal with you because you had need a team.
yeah he I mean there's gonna be spoilers in this because everybody knows that this is we spoil everything but he ended he was he like is self-aware enough to know that he like fixates on people. The first person he fixated on was his nanny who was more or less his mother because his mother was a piece of shit.
Yeah. That
Okay.
one, that how that ended between like what I thought was happening, because ADHD has me unraveling shit way before it should be unraveled, is
Same.
not what actually fucking happened. I was not expecting him to be the reason.
I didn't expect him to have murdered her either.
I was like, I mean, had I thought sat down and thought about it, looking back, it makes sense because of how crazy he is. Like, you're fucking leaving me. No, you're not.
Yeah.
But like the way he portrayed himself in his like ideas, I was surprised. I was surprised. Not mad, but surprised.
I mean, were you obviously we knew that he when he died that he really didn't die, right? Like I knew he was still alive.
I knew he was still alive. Well, okay. So at first I was like, wait, wait, whoa. Did I pick a non? Because like I have never read her before.
Yeah.
So I was like, was this, did I fuck up and pick something? Somebody's tippy tapping. I was like, did I pick something that what had no HEA? Shit, 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 shit. And I was like, it'll be fine. It'll be all right. And then I was like, no, there's way too much left
Yeah.
for him not to be alive. And then I was just mad. I was like, how long is it gonna take?
Yeah.
I need her to hurry up and find him. We jump into it's like the end, and I'm like, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa,
Yeah.
what? And then you turn this page and it's for the love of Liam.
Yes. It
I
was so
loved
nice.
that.
I loved that too. Where was that? I'm just trying to find the quote where she was like accusing him. She was like, "I thought you died." Like, do you know how fucked up that is? Like, I really like I cared for you and like I was, but then he
Okay.
said something like I can't find it, but like he said something to the tune of like you should have known I was still alive because I would never like let you live
I
without
would
me.
love you. I would love nothing more than to be civil with you, little us. But if you've grown accustomed to the abuse, I'll happily provide it. There is no you without me, Layla. I told you that. I would have never let you live if I planned to die.
Yes, that's the quote. Holy fuck.
I have been highlighted.
You're the
I already knew you. Well, I was like, oh.
I'm like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? that because I was like, yeah, like this whole th and he's so meticulous and he's the plan, like he's very like to the T, like this is what's gonna happen. Like he planned her. I mean, he fucked with her. We never said this before. Like he fucked with
He
her.
did. Breaking into her house while being right next to her. And then like, oh my God. I was just like the level of insanity. And this is where I got worried about the dog. Because when he broke into the house, I'm like, what the fuck is gonna happen with this dog? What, where is the dog gonna go? Like, what if he leaves the door open and the dog runs out and then something happens to the puppy? But dog is safe, all is well. Her mental health, probably not safe, probably not well, but the
No.
dog's okay, so
I mean, he
we're
put
good.
a plastic bag over her head at one point. Like, he fucked with her.
I read this and I recognize there's dark psychological, it says in the fucking, but I was like, meh. And then as I read it, I'm like, I don't know. Like, we talk about, I'd be fine with that, I'd be cool with that. I don't know how well I would survive this. Like, check me into a mental hospital and leave me there. The things he did, the way he she like they were having conversations. She was texting her stalker, and he was playing with her. And Liam is literally like, "I'll help you. I'll figure this out. Like, I'll see all the things," while sitting next to her, knowing she's texting him. I just like.
And her best friend knew, like, because she was like, bestie, because she was like, oh my God, like he was with me when the stalker like sent a Molotov cocktail into my house. And she was like, bitch, are you dumb? He's a multi-billionaire. You don't think you could pay somebody to throw this shit at your house while he's there?
Her naivety, that's the word, naivety, naivety
Naivete, maybe. I
was,
don't know how to
I
pronounce
don't
it.
know, her be as naive as she was, love her. I would have, I don't see nothing. I don't, a billion, I don't see a fucking thing. But yeah, no, he fucked with her. It was wild. The what was it? When she found out about the IUD, she texts her stalker. She's like, you took it from me. You took my IUD. You took everything from me. And she's flipping out on him. And I'm just like, bitch, bitch. That's the whole baby with your crazy, crazy, crazy boyfriend. You just, you're all right. You're all right. You're about to be well taken care of. But yeah. And then when she finds, like, when she's searching for him and everybody's like, he's dead. Like, give it the fuck up. She's like, I quit my job. Toodles. And I'm like, oh, she's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. He broke her. He broke her.
Well, that was his
100%.
point. Like, he said multiple times throughout the book, like, I need to break her in order to like make her mine and like put her back together the way I need her to like be. And all the things that you guys should not be okay with in real life, but in books. Holy fuck.
It's delicious. It's delicious. And then their children.
Yeah, at the end they have babies. They
They
have
have
babies.
dad babies, and we love babies
And they
in
moved to,
books.
is it Cambodia they moved to?
I feel,
I thought it
huh?
was Cambodia.
Because we're 3 years later. Oh, but okay. Where do they move? Yep.
I'm pretty sure it was Cambodia because it was like a
He
really
nearly dies
hot.
every trip to Cambodia because Brandon comes to visit.
Yeah, and Brandon was not for Cambodia.
Okay, but the scene where they're trying to get the, fix the car seat in the car, and he's like, okay, but you have to put the dot or it's going to be asphyxiation, and you have to get. Okay, but the psycho trying to figure out a car seat is just perfection.
This book
I
was
need
really
this.
funny at the same time that is it was so dark, like the comedy level peak perfection.
I think that this is like, while we're like, okay, this, he was fucked up. I think if somebody wanted to get in the dark, like stalker, this would be a good book because it did have that balance of like, wait, that was kind of funny. And it was dark, it was fucked up, but like I said, the dog lived, so we're good. But I don't know if I've ever loved more seeing a psycho with a baby, or at least getting ready for a baby. I think I need that.
Are we
I
gonna get
really,
Brandon's book or her best friend's book, who I also don't remember her name, but
I will never remember names. Let me
Miss
see what she's
on brand,
doing.
baby. Welcome to Trigger Warning Romance. You are right at home. We don't remember shit.
Okay,
Actually,
so
you and I don't remember shit. Tori does.
I'm really bad. Like, I will tell you, I can remember plot lines all day long. I cannot remember names. Okay, so Repossess My Heart, Our Dark Enemies to Lovers romance. She's got a ton. Callie writes like strictly dark, I think. She's got one called
Amazing.
Germaphobe.
Ooh, that's interesting.
I don't know.
We'll have to do some research, but I am
Yeah.
curious.
Because
Usually,
I love
the
Reese's
friends
book.
get books, right? Usually.
Yeah. It's funny. People laugh at me because I usually don't read the friend books right behind the first book. I cannot, if I'm in love with two characters, I can't read that same world. I need a break from it
Okay.
because I don't like, I'm always like, oh, when are they gonna see them again? I wanna see how they're doing. And I'm still obsessed with the first couple that I can't give the second couple a chance. And I'm like, he's boring. When he's probably not boring, he's probably just as crazy. But he didn't trash her house and then hold her while it almost burned to a crisp because he loved her.
I mean, we don't know. Maybe he did.
He might have, but I'm not giving him a chance to do it just yet.
Okay, Lo, that's fine. You and I are different in that respect.
Oh, yeah.
I barrel through series. I'm like, I need more of this shit immediately. Put it in my veins. I need it immediately.
I love that for you. I think it comes from I was never the type of person that had to wait till a series was done. Like, if it was interconnected standalones, I didn't care if I had to wait for the next. So I got used to reading about one couple and then jumping to a different world, reading about another couple. And then I realized how, like, much I loved the first couple. I need this completely separate from the world because if I went back too soon, I was like, but where are they?
Oh, but I would forget everything though, and then I'd have to like reread if it's too late, like for arcs and
Okay.
whatever, like you have to.
Yeah.
I'm on a few arc teams, and like I have to go when I get a new arc. A lot of times I have to go back and be like, all right, what the fuck happened? Because I don't remember, and it's
I
important.
just did this. I just did this for Kay
Yeah.
Riley. Her last book in her series is coming out right now. I had to go back and read the last like three chapters because I opened it. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And that's what it sounded like. I was like, I don't
Yeah.
know where the fuck we are.
Yeah. What
But
world are we in? Who's fucking who? Who's best friends with who? Whose IUD
so,
got taken out? I don't
who's pregnant? Who's forced to be
know.
pregnant? I think all authors, when doing series that require you to read the one before, should do a hey, you guys, just a quick reminder, catch up. Even if it's not, it doesn't have to be a full chapter, but just like
Yeah.
a little last time we were here. I'm sorry, Siri, I wasn't talking to
Previously
you.
on. It's like one of
Previously on
those.
the last fucked up book, Liam had taken out her. Had taken out Layla's. Oh, look, I did it. I remembered.
You
It took me a
did
second. Liam had taken out Laura. Who the fuck is Laura?
it.
Layla's IUD. And now she's at the doctor, like, what the fuck is here?
Yeah.
I
I mean,
am.
it's fucking.
I
I
just.
can't. It was so good.
It was. And I think I read it in like one of my faster times this year because I've been
Yeah.
kind of slow since the new year. But it was one of those where I was like, okay. You want dinner? Pizza Hut. You can
Yeah.
order it, right? That was
Yeah.
my don't bother me. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I've been having a hard time reading myself, so I get it.
I have heard a lot of people say it's been hard to read this year.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know how I was saying how I loved how he was so nonchalant about their breakup?
Yes.
She says that she was insulted by how he was just like, okay. She's like, I thought he would have fought for me. And my heart just like crumbled at the way he did not. Because I'm one of those people that loves a good grovel.
Yes.
And so, like, not having that, oh, I'm so sorry, let me fix this. And he's just like, okay. I was like, I'm insulted. Fuck
Yeah.
you. I'm the reader. I'm insulted. What the fuck
Yeah.
is this? But it was nice.
Yeah, there we didn't get any. He was not apologetic about
Oh,
anything he did. He
he
guys.
literally said, I would kill you if I thought I was gonna die for real. Like, there
Yeah.
was nothing in that man that was like, I'm sorry for what I did. I don't think there was ever a set think he never had a second thought. There was never a moment in that book where he was like, should I do this? No. No, that man was unapologetically psycho. And I don't diagnose people very often. That is something I stay away from. I
No.
don't like those words. No, he
No,
very
he
much.
was.
When he was
He
self-aware, which is wild.
He very self-aware, like from a very young age too. So he was just like a smart kid who knew what he knew, didn't get the love he definitely needed from his mom. We should have done a death count. He killed the nanny or the au pair. He killed the date that she went on with that musician because she liked the sound of his voice. That.
Oh yeah. And then he lets her find him.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He's like, bitch, you need to know what the fuck is going on. Like,
yeah.
So that's two.
Then he killed the cop that hit her.
Yep.
Three. He killed his mother at the end.
That bitch deserved to die.
She did, but he still killed her. Four. Is there anybody else? I don't think there's anybody else.
I mean, he probably killed more people in the background that we didn't know about because, like, he had to set up their whole life in Cambodia and all the things. And, like, that probably came with some inconveniences.
Yeah.
Which, in Liam world, that death isn't causing, if you cause an inconvenience, you're probably dying.
But, four.
So, yeah, four.
But, like, also, he didn't hide any of that. Like, he didn't hide any of it. Plainly killed them.
Oh, no. Brandon. I like the part where Brandon's like, fuck, is he really as crazy as he? No.
Yeah.
Ages to me, like, I would think you would know how insane your friend was. I mean, he knew he was insane. He knew he was crazy because he helped him with some of this shit. But the moment where he's like, fuck, he really is my bad. I probably shouldn't have helped him.
I mean, but you know, she just had one of those magical pussies that he just like, what was that line? I think he was doing something and he said, suppose I could have spent more time really digging into what makes her tick instead of burying my cock in her 24/7. But Layla feels like an angel dripped in fucking sin. I just want somebody to say that I am an angel dripped in sin.
I think that I'm going to text that to my husband and be like, if you do not say this to me or about me to somebody, fuck, post it on goddamn Facebook. I will riot. Rioting will include not cooking dinner for a week, and he can't cook, so he'll be very, very, very upset. But I deserve that. Somebody needs to tell me I'm dripped in sin.
Wouldn't it be an angel dripped in sin? That's a fucking line, Callie Moss. I like it.
I like Callie. I need more. I like, that was another thing. I really like the writing style of this. I enjoyed, you got a really deep look at their psyches, how they both thought. And it wasn't just a on the surface level, I'm a stalker. He recognized what made him him. And you got to really dig deep into his personality. And I think that Callie did a great job with our FMC as well. She wasn't just like flighty and basically written. You really got to hear like her thoughts, her feelings, her emotions, and go through them with her. And I've read a lot of dark romances, and a lot of times authors are doing so much, so well, so big in the events that are done. They don't capture how their characters are handling, dealing emotionally with what's going on. And I think Callie did a phenomenal job on that.
Well, she got, first of all, we got like backstories, like with the flashbacks of both of them when they were children, which I really appreciated. And then like when Layla found out about the IUD, because I'm gonna go back to that, she didn't get like upset, she got fucking pissed. She got angry. She was like,
what was the line? There was a line, she was like, rage set in or something like that. She's like, I scream in frustration, kidding, helping at his back. You took my ID, you took everything from me, you sick fuck. You couldn't even leave my fucking choice. It's my body, you're sick.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, my voice is guttural and unfamiliar to me. You felt that. And then, and instead of being like, my bad, look, you're right. Yeah, he's like, are you pregnant?
I was gonna say that. My favorite part is his response. Oh, so you're pregnant? She's like, no, thank fuck. That's the other thing I really also did enjoy, that she actually, like, I love me a forced pregnancy, but I do love that she wasn't pregnant, because like, it was unexpected. I was expecting her to get pregnant.
Yeah. I will say, with everything he was doing to her and the emotional response she had, I don't know if a pregnancy would have been great. And I wonder if, just because we see how he is about like babies and we see the epilogue for the love of Liam, if her getting pregnant would change any of the actions that he
I
took.
Don't think so. But also, like you said, it wouldn't be good for her mental health. But she also said to him, she wouldn't have kept the baby. She would have been like, you think I would have had your fucking baby? You psychopath? Are you insane?
You think for 1 second I would ever care if how you put in me? And then his response is like, you shouldn't say things like that. I love to make you eat your fucking words. This man, while angel dripped in sin, he speaks beautifully about her. He's also like, bitch, you're mine. Like, he's not afraid to be a complete fucking asshole in the way he speaks to her.
I mean, we know exactly what would have happened if she had gotten pregnant and attempted to get rid of the baby. He would have murdered the doctor. He would have murdered the assistant. He would have kidnapped the fuck out of her.
Oh, God, yeah. Okay, but wait. Wait a minute. That does sound like a kind of like a vibe. We could add to the murder count, and then also like add a little kidnapping in there. I mean,
yeah.
That sounds like a good time.
Next book.
But next book. But can we talk about the last line after she's yelling at him? In her brain, she's like, I spit back, make him go completely still, blah 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 blah. Don't make me eat yours. I struggle more as he jerks my pants, letting go of my head. Arousal mixes with anger.
Yeah.
She's a girl's girl. Yes. She gets it. Like, it's perfection. Ugh. Absolute perfection. Yeah.
I mean, she knows how fucked she is in the head for him, because when he broke into her house and the cops actually showed up that one time, she let him go.
Yeah.
And then in her brain is like, I'm stupid. Like, I am an idiot. I am too stupid to live. I am one of those girls. Like, what is wrong with me? Right?
Absolutely nothing, my love. You were among good company. Because I would have been like, I saw him running down the block. He went that away. Knowing good and well this motherfucker is hiding behind the door. Ready to fuck me 10 inches from life. Yeah.
She says, I suppose I'm not really fine. I'm upset. I'm angry. I'm humiliated. I'm scared. I'm also curious, which scares me even more than any of it. Like, she is us. We are her. Same.
Bestie, we are twins. We are twinning at this point because, like she said,
guys,
same.
You have, I mean, if you haven't run to purchase and read this book previously to listening to this episode, I'm not really sure why, because you know we're going to spoil the fuck out of it. What are you waiting for? Go. This book was amazing because it took me out of a rut. I was telling you all, I couldn't fucking read. I was having the hardest time concentrating. It took me forever to even like open. But once I got in, I was in.
I enjoyed this. I came out of an Omegaverse. A sweet Omegaverse into this. And so, wow, talk about temperature change. But after I closed it, I was like, okay, I need more. I definitely need more.
I'm with you. 1,010%. That's why I was like, ooh, I wonder if Brandon has a book. I wonder if Bestie has a book. Like, who's getting railed?
I need Everybody's to send it to railed. Everybody.
Yeah, go read the book, everybody. Do we have any final words on this fucked up situation?
Hallie, if you have not written the best friend book yet, please. And thank you.
Anyway, do you have any palate cleansers? What are you reading now? What are you doing now? What are you listening to? What are you...
Okay, so like I told you before, I'm a grovel queen. I love a good grovel. And so, where is it? I need the name of it because I'm really bad about remembering these things. Oh, Loving My Fake Husband by Iris West. I literally just opened it this morning. It's like four chapters. It's wakes up in a grovel. And what I mean is, I guess he left her and she's like closing up her shop and she turns around. And he's standing right there. She's also pregnant.
Okay.
And she's like, did you come back for the baby? And he's like, I came back for you. Like, again, it's literally like, I don't know how many chapters. I think it's four chapters. No, it's four chapters. And so I'm guessing this is just going to be the straight grovel, like, which is what I need because I have no idea where I'm going from for the love of Layla. I don't know what I need, if I need sweet to like cleanse me, or I need dark to like compete. What about you?
I only read dark for the most part. I really don't like sweet books. I don't know why. There's something wrong with my brain.
Nothing's wrong. I love it. I think I only read dark romance for a while, and then I had a couple of friends who were like, hey, can you read my book? Help me out. And so I enjoy sweet in small bursts. It has to be overly sweet for me to love it, which is hilarious. I don't do like the mid sweet. I need either overly sweet or just completely fucked. Nothing in between.
I mean, I have read sweet books, and every now and then I do. It's just they all need to have that jealous, possessive insanity, a little like touch of it to it. And I can't have the especially male FM the male character be like rational, you know? Like
Oh no.
I need them to really like the heroine. I'm just starting a new book. Anybody who's listened to the podcast knows that I'm a huge Zoe Blake fan, and I really enjoy Alta Hensley also. Hensley, sorry. Zoe Blake and Alta Hensley have decided to merge to Blake Hensley, and they are writing a new series, and it is
Oh,
a
interesting.
seductively dark tale of privilege and passion. Ripping the gilded veneer off elite privileges exposes the sordid scandals, dark secrets, and taboo desires of New York's jaded high society, where the corrupt game is a seductive power struggle of old money, social prestige, and fragile fortunes. Only the most ruthless will survive. Book one is an arranged marriage. It's called The More I Hate. And I am very excited to. I like literally just started it, so I don't know too much about it. But the only thing, as I know, is the main character's name is Lucian, and I'm just like hard for that name in general. Like I think that's a great name for a hero. That's it.
Is it out?
It's an arc. I can see if I can get you one.
Oh.
So yeah, I'm really excited about that because I mean, again, everybody knows I'm like huge Zoe Blake fan, so. It's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be there's already like the list before I started was this book is intended for adults only. Spanking and other sexual activities represented in this book are fantasies only intended for adults.
That sounds good. That sounds really good. I need it. Yeah, I need it.
I'm gonna have a spanking good time.
I am jealous.
I think it'll be out.
I
I don't
am
know when it's coming
jealous.
out, but I got the arc a little while ago, so I'm sure it'll be out soon. I'm just really excited for this like power duo because the two of them write great books separately, so I can only imagine what it's going to be like when they make a baby.
Well, it is officially going on my TBR.
Yeah.
Immediately. Send me the link.
We'll do. We'll do. We'll do. We'll do. Anyway, thank you so much for being with us, everybody. I'm super excited to start this new chapter of Trigger Warning Romance. Season three is gonna be, it's actually quite fitting. Season three is gonna have three co-hosts.
I love it.
I don't know what we're reading next.
I will save you from me voting for a why choose and choose something.
You may choose a why choose. You're just gonna read it with Tori, which is perfectly fine.
I'd love to read with Tori.
So I don't know. We'll see. I will insert what we are reading here. Anyway, thank you so much for being with us and have a lovely day, everybody. Take care.
Bye.
Hi, Future Nat here. Just wanted to pop in and let you know that next week we are diving back into the crazy world of 365 Days, the movie. Yes, BFF Maxine and I are going back to Massimo and his lost baby girl. So grab your popcorn and a preferred beverage and go watch 365 Days this day. Thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you have, please don't forget to rate and review us on whatever podcast platform you listen on. We really appreciate those 5-star reviews, and they help the algorithm put us in front of other listeners. And if you just can't get enough of us, please make sure to follow us on all our socials. We're at Trigger Warning Romance on TikTok, Instagram, and Threads.
And if you want to connect with us and other Trigger Tribe members, come on over to the Facebook page. It's Trigger Warning Romance, a dark romance podcast listener support group. We are always happy to hear from you, so please don't be shy with the book recs, episode ideas, or just say hello. Please slide into our DMs, email us, or connect via our website, triggerwarningromance.com. Happy reading, everyone.